Time once again for the Power of Potential with AIM Services, supporting people with diverse abilities and traumatic brain injury. With us is Executive Director Chris Lyons. Chris, I've missed you. I know you had a well-deserved time off, but it's great to have you back again.
Good Sunday morning, my dear friend Walt. Happy jazz brunch. And I get to say, we spent the entire day together last Tuesday. It was a joy. It was long in coming. And you know, when you are actually in contact with people working together to help people with challenges, the energy is out of this world. Thank you so much, my brother.
Oh, totally my pleasure. As we refer to our 8th annual Croquet on the Green tournament and garden party and picnic in the park this time around. Chris, you know, the team effort that was noticeable by all the staff at AIM Services, but what a great team effort, perhaps one of our best events ever.
Participation out of this world. Synergy, and it's always a team effort. We collaborate. Our raised consciousness is focused on the people we support with developmental disabilities and traumatic brain injury. But there is one person that clearly made a difference this year. You know, you and I have been very excited to have her on board. She just makes working more enjoyable. But most important, she has resonated with the people we serve in such a meaningful way by her effort, her talent, her time, her sacrifice, and dedication. And I really do have to recognize Bo Gleaver for Tuesday's incredible success. She hit it out of the park.
Yes, and Bo joins us now. Bo, welcome to the Power of Potential once again. As Chris mentioned, what a great day in support of people with diverse abilities and traumatic brain injury.
Good morning, Walt. Thank you so much for having me. It was, it was definitely a day I won't soon forget. Everything about it was magical. I'm still reeling.
Congressman Paul Tonko talked about the importance of work being done at AIM, but also I was really touched by a couple of our individuals who spoke, and particularly Ramon Dominguez and his wife Sharon, who were there in support of the event as our co-chairs. Ramon spoke eloquently about how the great champion horses that he rode in his illustrious career were horses that were treated as an individual approach, not anything cookie cutter, and related that to the way AIM takes care of individuals, that each one in a person-centered way.
I absolutely love that Ramon tied his experience back to what we do, and I thought it was really incredible and really did resonate with the audience, because that's ultimately the point that we're trying to drive home about what AIM does that is so special and unique. And it's the fact that we don't have a one-size-fits-all approach to the way that we do things. We have an individualized approach and a customized way of serving each person that we support. And the fact that he was able to make that connection, and that's why Ramon is so special to us, because he gets it at his core.
Spot on, Bo. Exactly correct. And I also think it underscores the fact that he and Sharon are not just lending their celebrity to our mission, but are deeply involved and committed. That makes them very special as sponsors, as support, as friends, and collaborators.
You know, I was also duly impressed by some of the numbers, and I know, Bo, you've had a chance to crunch some of them, but I saw a mention of $70,000, and to think of what that money will be able to do with the people that we serve is really inspiring.
That's what it's all about. And for me, I was just floored by the generosity that poured forth on Tuesday. It was incredible. We, you know, for the first time enacted that mission-based auction after we heard from Deanna and Dan about their experiences with our supported employment program. And I feel like people really truly understand now exactly how we are, you know, creating this life-enriching opportunity for the people that we support, and they were more than happy to step up. As you saw my reaction in the moment, I was floored by how many people raised their hands to donate during that mission, and we raised a lot of money just from that alone. So, I feel like the opportunities are endless. The more that we connect with our donors, the more that we're able to do for the people we support, and that's what it's all about.
And kudos to Bo for marshaling the narrative. You know, it was fun. Walt, you and I always have a wonderful time. Bo was an added addition who really just made it eloquent and successful. But we can't wait to our Vin-le-Soir coming up in the fall. We can't wait to invite your listeners to learn more about AIM, to consider us as an employment option. If you want to be challenged and have value in your work, come and be a direct support with us. We will support you, pay you for training. We're starting at $15 an hour. And we really are here to engage the entire community. So we're sorry you missed our awesome croquet tournament. get to our wine tasting, and we will be the first start Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022, next year.
That's great sentiment, Chris. And Bo, lastly, I wanted to ask you, how did this stack up with some of the other galas that you've been to?
I'm going to say it was the best one ever. I can honestly say without hesitation, I think what made it so special was, one, the weather, which we had no control over, so we'll pretend to take credit for it. Two, was the fact that it was truly authentic, and every single person that was there was engaged with us and learning directly from us exactly who we are and what we do and why it matters. And three, I don't think anyone else is pulling off a croquet tournament, and I think we do it really well, and we couldn't do it without, you know, you guys and your ridiculous commentating and Doc, you know, doing the amazing brackets and handling all that stuff. But, you know, it really made it special. And what's awesome is the feedback from people is, you know, that's the most fun I've had at an event in a long time. They love that it was casual and yet still brought the mission forth. So, you know, same time next year, I'm pretty pumped. As far as I'm concerned, it's only upward from here, and we're really excited.
So true. It's great to have you on board, Bo. It's been a game changer, as Chris has mentioned, and thank you again both for being a part of the Power of Potential.
Thank you.
Be well, my friends. Take care.
Chris Lyons and Bo Galeber from AIM Services. To find out more about the services provided or to join the AIM team, go to aimservicesinc.org for the Power of Potential.